across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better one.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. New FM.
All right, time for a quick roll call. Crevo, here. Yes, present. Meg, unfortunately, not here. But Jess, you're here, aren't you?
I'm here.
Present. Awesome. Now, we've got to move things along just quickly because I have heard from you mostly that there is a possum on the loose in the building.
Apparently, there is a possum. There it is.
There it is, just running around. Now, what incident did you hear about? So, because I trust you most because you're a journalist and, like, these types of things in a building can quickly turn into hearsay and rumour, but you're a journalist, so what did you hear?
I have heard that said possum, a very cute baby possum, apparently ran across the feet of someone in the building this morning.
Oh, my God. And what was the reaction? What's been happening since? What steps have been taken about said possum?
Well, I can't repeat said word that was spoken when possum ran across this person's feet.
Okay.
But apparently the possum has not returned to the roof. It has been heard in the hallway.
Oh, so it's actually currently roaming the building.
Now, yes, so keep your door shut.
Oh, I have. Somebody, in fact, tried to come in here and tell me about it, and I was like, you better shut that door. Don't be hanging around with the door open. Next question, and perhaps you know the answer to this as a journalist. I went into the kitchen area, right, and the bag of coffee beans is missing.
It's because it's empty.
It's not because the possum took it?
I believe it is empty, and I believe that I've just realised that I forgot to go and get another bag yesterday to help everyone out.
Oh, dear. That's a whole separate issue.
That's a whole separate issue.
But another thing you could do is tell the management that it was taken by the possum, because that's even funnier.
More exciting story.
Exactly. Off with a little backpack as he goes away. Anyway, of course we'll keep you across Possum Gate as this unfolds throughout the day. I don't think Meg's coming in. I think she's crook with her back, but that's all right because we're going to push on and it's going to be great. Up next, we are talking another little animal story on the way about monkeys, but we'll be catching up with Jess soon to find out all your latest news, updates and headlines.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, so Jess, this young child, very lucky to be alive after being reversed over, yeah?
Yes, this happened yesterday just before 9 o'clock out on Nelson Bay Road at Saltash. The child, apparently about 18 months old, was struck by a reversing car. Thankfully, the car wasn't going very fast, but the child did suffer some serious leg injuries and was transported to the John Hunter Hospital in a stable condition for further treatment. So, as I said, thank goodness the car was not going very fast in the driveway there at the home, but certainly very, very lucky.
You can only imagine if you're a parent, that'd be one of your biggest fears.
Oh, exactly.
Because, you know, the kids always out there on the, like, in driveways on the little bikes and stuff, and you just think, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got a reversing camera, you only have to, like, revert your eyes to the mirrors for 1 second.
Exactly.
And they shoot across there.
They're so unpredictable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully, you know, wishing, of course, this child a speedy recovery, and hopefully everything's going to be all right. Switching gears now, though, it's time for a big update on Possum Gate. Now, if you missed this earlier on, essentially a possum was loose in the New FM studios and running all over the place, including across somebody's bare feet. Is that right?
I wouldn't say the feet were bare, but, you know, either way.
That's what I heard. I heard they basically, because their feet touched, they basically high-fived.
So this is the Chinese whispers of the building, Creeper.
Right. And then I heard that it was running along with carrying a banana. That's what I heard. And I was like, well, that's perfect. Banana for scale. We'll know how big it is now.
Well, this is true.
How
big was it?
Well,
you've got all the details.
Compared to the banana, it was approximately 2.5 times the length of the banana.
Very specific.
But I was like, is this one of those big Cavendish ones or is it a little ladyfinger? And I couldn't tell.
Your story.
Now, what have you heard since on the possum rumour mill?
Well, thank goodness said possum is now safely outside. It has been captured and carried all the way down to the swamp and set free.
Oh, my God. Who caught it?
Riley, one of our producers.
Oh, wow. That's very exciting. Very brave indeed. I think he'll forever now be known as the possum catcher.
I think so.
So, welcome to New FM / our sister station 2HD, Riley the possum catcher. And what a great development and a great ending to a story that could have gone so wrong.
Could have gone so wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I'd seen the possum eating the banana, like peeling it open like a monkey.
That would have been good.
You know, a young boy can care to dream. That's all I'll say, and we'll leave it there. Thanks, Jess. We'll catch up with you in a little bit later, all right? Cheers. Up next, we are talking another animal story. This is brilliant, right? Because this monkey in Bali, classic Bali, has been getting a little bit handsy with the tourists. And this is a cautionary tale, if you will.
Megan Crevo.
Bonobos.
All right, we head to Bali for this next story. And just about everyone who's gone to Bali at some point has gone to Ubud, where they have the monkey forest. Now, the monkey forest, look, I have been to it myself probably once or twice over the years. And I don't know, while the monkey forest is really cool, the monkeys are so unbelievably brazen, because basically this kind of, I guess, sanctuary for these long-tail monkeys that live in Bali. They're from there, right? So, but there's so many tourists come through, and so many tourists like give them peanuts and other foods and fruits and stuff, that they're so brazen and bold. Anyway, people, you're basically warned when you go there, don't be too scared if the monkeys approach, right? So people get very relaxed around them. Now, this one monkey has become a viral sensation into itself, because this influencer lady was there trying to get photos with the monkeys. You know, there's monkeys on my shoulder. Fantastic. Give me a sponsorship where I get free makeup. That type of situation. And this monkey jumps onto her lap when she's sitting down and tries to undo her shorts. And then when, like, she sort of swats his little hands away, it's like, no, you can't do that. It then just sits on her lap and just stares longingly into her breasts. Like, basically, she's got like a low-cut top on, and he gets his face real close and just stares at them like a real creepy monkey. Now, of course, there's nothing that she can do, because the monkeys are the protected one. She's just visiting. But very, very awkward. And yeah, the video of this that's gone viral, quite funny. Be aware and alert if you go to the monkey forest is my advice, because they'll nick all your cameras and stuff and then take off, and there's nothing you can do because they're the protected ones.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the Old Australian Truck Drivers Group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
All right, now Meg has called in sick today, so it's crook with her back. But Tyler, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the show.
I've rocked up to an empty studio. It's just Crevo and he's lonesome.
That's all right, though. Of course, just to update you, there was a possum on the loose in the building.
Inside, here at work.
Yeah, here at work.
How the heck would it have gotten in?
Oh, I don't know. Probably through the front door.
Through the roof, maybe.
Yeah, probably has one. Probably has a swipe pass. Probably has Meg's swipe pass, because hers is missing, and she has no idea where it was. The possum has it.
Well, that's just a resident possum helping itself in.
That's the only logical solution to this whole situation.
Makes sense.
Anyway, it's been caught and released in the swamp. Just want everyone in Newcastle to know that there was a possum loose in the building here.
But we're all good.
But we're all good now. And we move on, because next, look, we're all about love on this station. Love is love.
Of course we
love
are.
Love who you want, love what you want, etc. There's this woman, though, who married a rag doll, right?
Oh, okay.
Massive, like, full-size rag doll, like human size. But it's a bit of an issue. The relationship hanging by a thread, if you will.
Oh, it's gotten a bit rocky.
No, yeah, because the rag doll has been cheating, apparently. Anyway, it's a big, juicy celebrity story up next about this rag doll cheating on a bird. We'll get into it in just a few minutes.
Megan Crevo.
The Novo.
Oh, my God. She's from Brazil, and she's already got, like, a couple of kids.
Yep.
Three kids, I think. And
to a previous marriage, I will assume.
I'm thinking so.
You'd hope
although
so.
I'm not really sure about that information. Anyway,
they're not ragdoll kids. Anyway,
no, they're not. Right, but she's married this ragdoll, and I would have thought, like, if you're marrying a ragdoll, maybe your social circle isn't that big.
Yes, of course.
Like, how many people do you think were at her wedding? Just a guess. I'll let you guess. Fun game here.
Oh, a handful. I'm going to say at least. I'll give her 24.
Okay. 250 people came to her wedding in just this last December.
To the wedding of her and the ragdoll.
Yep.
Jesus. So she's a very social woman.
Yeah, very popular, from all accounts. Anyway, she married this ragdoll. She's 37 years of age, right? And then a little while later, this is totally bizarre, to a live-streamed audience of 200, she gave birth to a ragdoll baby, right? And then, in a crazy twist, like, this tale can't get any weirder, she's now claiming in a TikTok video that the ragdoll husband has been cheating on her and she found texts on his phone from another woman.
How dare it?
Well, exactly.
I'm sorry, but let's backtrack a bit.
Yeah, righto.
If my mother...
Yeah.
Mother of four children, yeah, come to us and said, look, your dad and I are getting divorced. We're going to go our separate ways. All good. These things happen. It's,
yeah,
quite a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But if then 6 months down the track, she comes to us and goes, I've met someone new. He's old ragdoll Harry. He's your stepdad. I'd be like, Mum, I think we need to sit down and have a few chats about what's going on inside. What's wrong with the old,
because the,
with the old head?
The ragdoll, if I had to describe it, it looks, what was that bachelor, that bloke, that, the real Aussie one that does the undies ads?
Oh, the honey badger.
He looks like the honey badger.
He's pretty hot.
No, but a
the
cartoon
ragdoll version.
There's a picture of him.
Oh. So he's like one of those calico stuffed dolls that have just been, his face has been drawn with a Sharpie.
Correct. Or a variety of sharp, like, the, you know, you,
yeah,
can get the coloured sharpies,
yeah,
like the brown and the blue and stuff.
Bit of colour.
And the moustache is like the honey badgers.
Imagine having a ragdoll for a stepdad and then your mother just starts birthing ragdoll babies.
Well, this is exactly what's happened, so you don't have to imagine it. You can just look at the TikTok videos if you really want to. But yeah, she's had millions of views on this video because people want to see people that are a bit cooked, and that's exactly
she's
what that
very
is.
Cool.
Take the fork out of her. She done. Anyway, that's an update on the ragdoll relationship.
Oh, God, you just fully derailed my train of thought. Anyway, up next, Crevo. You remember when Mike Tyson and some other guy that he fought, Mike Tyson lost his ear?
Didn't he do the biting?
Oh, did he do the biting?
He bit the guy's ear off.
Mike Tyson did the biting, yeah, of the other guy's,
yeah,
ear. Anyway, they've teamed up for one of the best business opportunities ever.
Well, he needs it because he's bankrupt.
And it's ear-related. I'm going to tell you more next.
Brilliant.
Megan Crevo.
So, Crevo, I don't know if you remember, but way back in 1997, Mike Tyson bit someone's ear off.
Well, it's like famous part of sporting folklore, and I don't know sports, so this is, even if I know it.
It's memorable.
It's memorable.
Do you remember what, did you see it on the telly back in 97?
No, I would have only seen it, like, maybe on the news.
In the news
after.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy that Mike Tyson's ear he bit off, is that how you say it?
Yeah, I guess. I've never, you don't say it day to day.
You never really
do you?
Have to say that out loud very often. His name's Evander Holyfield. He and Mike Tyson have teamed up for one of the best business prospects ever.
This is brilliant.
They have created ear-shaped marijuana gummies.
Because, of course, in America, that's, you can just sell anything.
And they, like, just look like delicious, yummy lollies. But they've got the chunk bitten out of them, of course.
Because is there a... Am I remembering this right, that there is already ear-shaped gummy lollies?
I remember getting them at school, yes. This is what I was going to say. I used to buy 50 cents worth of ears at school, and when I was like in year 5 or year 6, which is the weirdest thing ever. And clouds, I remember clouds. But ears were the best. But why the hell were they ears?
Well, that's a great question. Some sicko thought, yeah, we'll give the kids earlobes.
Yeah, make the kids eat all these earlobes. Weirdo.
It is bizarre. I guess all they've had to do then is contact the company that makes the ears. Look, can you redo the moulds just with a
just
little chunk out of it?
A little wacky tobacco in it as well.
All that too. Or do they get Mike Tyson to personally bite each one as they go through the production line?
Surely not. That would take a hell of a long time.
Who would have thought so?
Well, they're celebrating the 25-year anniversary of the bite by releasing these edible gummies for Black Friday, which is next Friday in the US. And look at them. They look exactly like the school lollies that I used to get.
With the bit taken out?
Yeah. It's just the bit taken out. So
genius.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the smartest business moves I've ever seen from anyone. And I feel like these two, they've probably lost a few brain cells.
Over the years.
Still got it, though.
They've still got it. They certainly do.
They're local as. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear shit in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Oh, and if you're just joining us, Meg off sick today with a sore back, which is no good, but that's all right. Producer Tyler in the studio, filling in, reporting for duty.
Doing the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Talking into the big stick, if you will. It's 5 in 10 time, though, next.
Oh, of course.
Which is where, of course, you can win a $50 petrol voucher just by saying the 5 things in 10 seconds. It's as easy as that.
I wonder if everyone's got the number down pat yet, Crevo. Should we fill them in again, though?
Oh, we just definitely will. We'll be doing this for a good few months, I reckon.
I reckon a good few years.
Yeah, possibly. 4967-4105. In fact, you're right, because, you know, with radio stations, right, they'll always tell you the phone number, no matter how long it's been the same.
All the time.
4967-4105. If you want a free petrol voucher, this is your chance. Call now. You just have to do like the 5 in 10 thing.
It's easy work.
It sure is.
You've got to do the 5 in 10 thing.
Exactly. 4967-4105. Call the show now if you want the free petrol. It's a simple whole equation, the thing is.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Yeah, this is so easy. All you have to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic that we give you, and if you can pull that off, you get yourself a $50 petrol card.
Easy money.
Oh, couldn't be easier, in fact.
Let's give that wheel a big old spin, should we, Crevo?
Let's do this thing. All right, let's see what our category is.
Good spin.
Thank you.
Been working out.
Yeah, of course. That's what I do. 7 days, really. Oh, it's come up as the butcher shop.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure how this is going to work. I hope we don't have a vegan on the phone.
That's possible, but that's the thing. That's a gamble you take when you spin the category wheel,
it is,
isn't
indeed,
it?
Indeed, and it's the gamble you take when you call 4967-4105.
Let's meet our first contestant, shall we?
We've got Debbie in Raymond Terrace this morning. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning.
How's the terrace this morning?
Where I am, it's great. I'm still in bed.
Oh, half your damn luck. It's bloody freezing outside, Debbie. Stay there.
Thanks.
Are you still, like, are you bundled up in bed, like a big old doona over you and stuff?
Yes.
God.
Is there anyone next to you?
No.
Oh, she's got the whole bed to herself.
She's sleeping solo.
I know, she's great.
Half your luck, Debbie. Stay there. Enjoy your day off. Wrap yourself up in a blanket burrito and live your best life.
Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the category
is, of course, the butcher shop. Your topic is cuts of steak. Away you go.
T-bone, flank. I don't know.
Oh, Debbie.
So close, but so far. Will you enjoy the rest of the day in bed, all right?
Thank you.
What else are you going to get up to?
Oh, hopefully not much more, maybe.
Okay, all right. Debbie's
I'm so jealous of Debbie.
All day in bed, the lucky girl.
We've got Claire in the wrong having a crack this morning. Hi, Claire.
Morning, how are you going?
Very well. Now, please tell me you enjoy venturing to the butcher shop?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you're not a veggo. That's a good start.
Phew.
All right, should we get into it?
Let's do it. All right, your topic is sausage flavours. Away you go.
Chicken, beef. Oh, God.
Keep going. Keep guessing.
I don't know.
Oh, no. We could have had lamb. We could have had pork. We could have had a bougie caramelised onion,
oh,
maybe.
My God, Claire. You could add some pork on your fork. But you get nothing. That's the way it is.
I'm so sorry, Claire.
It's just the way it is in life sometimes, isn't it?
It is indeed.
You think you're going to do so well, and then you can't even name more than two sausage flavours.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Exactly.
Or the snag falls apart. I don't know. Anyway, up next, Crevo. Do you ever see something online and it's like, God, I relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever see something online and you think, oh, I've never done that before in my life?
Yes. All the time.
All
we just
the
did
time.
The thing earlier about the lady who married the rag doll.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can't relate.
Well, there's a woman who shared some of her pre-banging habits, if you will, and she thought that a lot of women would relate. And it's quite the opposite.
Okay.
So she's just exposed herself online, and I'm going to fill you in on exactly what she's done.
What's this website again? All right, we'll get that off the air, right?
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
So this woman online, right, Crevo, has shared her pre-sex ritual.
Okay, so talk us through some of this, because you were saying it caught you off guard a bit, was it?
Well, this is something that she assumed everyone with a vulva knew about. But to her absolute shock, women were all like, I beg your pardon, you do what?
Interesting.
She's like, you know, it's when you take a sample from downstairs and check how you smell and taste.
What? She's having a little, you know,
little sample, little self-sample.
And a little lick as well. What?
Yep.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. But then again, that could be behind closed doors.
Well, this is what she said. People were all like, not sure that's a thing. And she was like, you've really never heard of self-sampling? Like, she's still trying to plead her case. Like, she's the normal one.
Nah, I think that's an absolutely...
100%. Some gay women have commented saying, no, I'm pretty sure that's a straight girl thing. I'm pretty sure it's not a straight girl thing. I can speak from experience as a straight girl. Never done any self-sampling in my life.
Good to know.
Just letting you know.
Write that down.
Yep. I might get it tattooed on me.
Oh, no. Not, I don't think you should.
Not a self-sampler.
I don't think you need to.
So she's written a blog since about it, saying most of my straight friends admitted to practicing it, and a follow-up Instagram poll suggested at least 43% of other hetero women do too, but none of her queer friends had ever heard of self-sampling. I... hand on heart, as a straight woman, have never heard of self-sampling either, and I would not like to be put in that category of being a self-sampling woman, just to let you know.
I just don't think it's that common. I think the poll is
incorrect.
She's faking the results.
But I also feel like, too, that she's kind of putting that out into an echo chamber. She's obviously surrounded by a certain people.
Yeah.
That are willing to share that kind of information with her.
All her self-sampling mates, if you will.
100%.
Wow.
But then that kind of started a conversation about women and their pre-banging habits. Some woman said, I use bicarb soda and peroxide to make sure there's no stench at all. I'm sorry, but bicarb soda,
wrong.
Bicarb soda bubbles.
Yeah, don't do that.
That would burn.
Yeah, that's wrong. I
not
can
on the juts.
Not a doctor. No, it's wrong.
I just, not for me.
Okay, well, I feel like we've learnt a lot there. Some things I didn't know were a thing.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
All right, so, Tyler, the other day I'm looking at one of these Mayfield Facebook, like, gossip groups.
Ooh.
There's so many.
So much tea in those as well, isn't there?
Every time I see one pop up, I join it because I'm like, oh, the gossip's always there. Anyway, this bloke called Andy has put up a photo of this burger from the Mayfield Bolo. And this thing looks legit delicious.
Where is the Mayfield Bolo?
It's just near, I forget the name of the park. Oh, God, you've got me now.
Sorry.
It's over towards, like, KFC, but up the hill. Like, if you draw a line between KFC and Mayfield and Industrial Drive,
yep.
It's in between.
In between.
So,
gotcha.
It's roughly there.
In there somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, this burger looks so good.
And I haven't been to the Mayfield Bowl in a while. Like, I used to go now and then because they do great food.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's like a very old school bowler.
Yeah.
Right? So there's
the like classic
vinyl chairs.
Yes.
You know, and tables like melamine tables.
Of course.
And like the views of the bowling green.
And also, too, when you look in the bistro, do you see like the Bain Marie's with all the veggies in it?
It's not a Bain Marie one. Ah. So the kitchen is a bit, like, I'm guessing more updated. It's just behind doors.
Right, okay.
But like swinging doors into the bathroom. It's like just very old school.
The whole shebang.
Heaps of coasters around. There's always so many coasters.
Pokies.
Yeah, a couple. I think there's pokies. There's like a few games and stuff. Keno, definitely. Yes. Right, it's a staple. But this is what I thought we could do. Where's your favourite old school bolo / RSL / other type club?
Yeah, fill me in because I do a little bit of a round.
Yeah.
I go on a bolo pub crawl.
Old school ones. I don't want the brand new fancy flash ones.
No, like they want the classics.
They're good in themselves. They're fine. There's a place for them. But here's the number, 4967-4105. Give us a call and tell us about your favourite old school bolo / RSL in your area.
And, of course, everyone that calls through goes in the draw for our Novo's Not So Silent Night. It's a big old Christmas party at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Of course, the Christmas Light Spectacular is happening at that time.
You get free tickets into that,
for a start. Of course, and dinner is on us. There's a DJ Santa.
All of that is up for grabs. Here's the number again. 4967-4105. Tell us about your favourite local old school bolo / RSL.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So actress Yana Kramer, she was in One Tree Hill, like way back in the day. She's literally lived out our worst nightmare, having an embarrassing bathroom incident whilst on a date with the sexiest man alive, Chris Evans.
Oh, so what happened in the bathroom?
Well, she said she went on a few dates over a while ago, like over 10 years ago with him, but he ghosted her after she did an asparagus wee at his house.
Oh, so, I mean, but surely you just flush that thing down, the smell goes away.
Nah, the stench hangs around. Asparagus really, did you know asparagus makes your wee stink?
So it's not for everyone. It's only about half the population do smelly asparagus wees. The other half, it's no effect.
I couldn't tell you the last time I ate asparagus, so
really?
My wee's fine.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Of course, she's got a podcast. She said, to this day, I'm actually so mortified. This is really embarrassing. She said she had a sleepover with him.
Yeah.
She said, I had asparagus for dinner that night, so I went to the bathroom and he immediately went after me, and that's the last interaction that I remember, is him going into the bathroom after I just went to the bathroom with asparagus wee and never hearing from him again.
Did he literally just walk out the door?
Well, she said she had a sleepover that night, and then after that she never heard from him. She said, I did the asparagus walk of shame out of his house.
What an embarrassing story. Because
especially with the sexiest man alive, Chris Evans.
Yeah, but also, surely you can be a bit more tolerant than that. One smelly wee shouldn't get, like, make you go, she's not for me.
Oh, no. My partner will do a smelly wee while I'm in the shower and I'm like, that's disgusting. I don't leave. I don't run away.
That was the first date.
I'll tell him no.
Oh, look, I mean, good luck to her, but I think she's dodged a bullet. If he's that shallow, no good.
100%.
Doesn't matter how sexy he is.
They're local as. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
And if you're just joining us, Meg off crook today with a sore back, but that's all right. Tyler, producer Tyler, is here. And you were showing me this video before of this bloke down in Melbourne. Just gets off his, he's on a motorbike, gets off that, and then runs over to this guy who's got a ute and kung fu kicks the guy's mirror in a road rage incident.
Clean off.
He just kicks it off and goes onto the floor and shatters.
He takes a big run up too, doesn't
he? The old running kung fu kick. And it's just like, are we living in real life? It feels like something straight out of a movie.
And then he tries to run around to the other side and get the other side view mirror as well. But the guy takes off before he gets it. So you can imagine the dislocation in the knees and the hips from that.
Oh, absolutely. So this is what I wanted to do here. 4967... 4105, have you seen road rage happen? Like, what happened? Incidents?
Surely. I mean, Newcastle's a very peaceful city. I don't think there'd be much road rage going on around here.
You wouldn't think so, but I did once witness in the, you know where the Kmart is at Waratah?
Yes.
The car park there, the two, like the rows are a bit too close together.
They're very narrow, aren't they?
They're narrow. So I saw these two cars reversing and they were like, you know how when you start reversing, you see another car reversing and you're like, should I go? Should I not go?
Yep.
Anyway, one of the guys, they just kept going closer and closer. And then one of them just full got out and started yelling at the other guy. And I was like
playing chicken with each other on reverse.
This is peak Waratah.
It is.
4967 4105. What road rage have you seen happen? Have you witnessed out there?
Of course, if you joined the show this morning, your chance to win a double pass to the Novo's Not So Silent Night at the Hunter Valley Gardens. You'll see the Christmas Light Spectacular, Dinner's on Us, a DJ, the whole shebang, Crevo.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. So you could win tickets to that, including the lights, just by sharing your road rage stories.
Megan Crevo.
The Novo's.
The Novo's.
So, obviously, there was this video going viral. The guy in Melbourne getting his side mirror karate kicked, kung fu kicked by a random road rager on the highway. He was just jumped off his motorbike and was like, I'm taking your mirror out.
You've really got to have the confidence to execute a kung fu karate kick as well on a side view mirror that's got a bit of height to it.
It's not easy. He probably hurt his hammy.
100%.
It's high up.
He'd be sore the next day.
So we're after the road rage incidents that you might have seen around town, etc. Trish is up first. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kriva. How are you?
Oh, never better, Trish. Now tell us about the road rage incident that you saw.
Look, this was years ago. Department of Housing was down the other end of Maitland, opposite Maitland Mercury. And I was the second car and were held up at the lights. And the light turned green, but there was people arguing on the light in front of this car in front of me. And it got so heated, the guy in the front car got out and got so heated, they were filming at the Department of Housing. And then they turned the cameras around to film the railroad, to film what was going on. I was the driver of the second car.
Yeah.
And it actually got put on TV.
Yeah.
All day the next day.
Oh, my God.
It actually went on the news.
Were you in the car by yourself or were you with your boyfriend?
I had someone with me. But, yeah, the guy in the front car got out and he started going off and it was too much excitement for the TV camera.
Jeez, they couldn't even handle it. Oh, you just faded out there, Trish. I'm not quite sure what happened.
Bit of a punch up at the traffic lights. We love that. We've got Bryson in Tallara on the phone as well. Hi, Bryson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate. Have you witnessed a bit of road rage in the past?
Yeah, so it was actually me, Jordan. So it was about maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was on my way to work and I had a few of the boys in the car with me. And then basically, one of the fellas sort of got into a bit of an argument in the car and I didn't realise I nearly cut on.
Oh, mate, you're just breaking up. All right, pull the phone closer to you or something and have another crack. What happened?
Yeah, can you hear me a bit better?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, so basically, I was having a bit of an argument with a few of the fellas in the car, and I've accidentally nearly cut a bloke off on the road.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and he's, I didn't even realise, but he's tailgated me up to the lights near the TAFE at Maitland, and he's basically just jumped out at the red light. He's just come up and started bashing the window in, started kneeing it, bloody blood all over my window, and it was pretty hectic, and Some fella behind me managed to shoot a video of it, chucked it and sent it to NBN, and now I've pretty much maybe once every couple of months I get hit up, get tagged in videos, people do reactions of it in America and that. And
oh my God. I've literally just Googled road rage in Maitland, NBN News, and the videos come up and there is this bloke in some bloody footy shorts going hammer and tong on your Subi, mate. Did you need to go to therapy after that? I would have been terrified.
No, I was all right. I was just more worried about the poor car.
Yeah, your Subi, your precious Subi. Is it all right still? Have you still got it?
Nah, mate. I had a few little fellas who used to live around the corner from me try and hotwire it, so I send it to the scrappers.
Bloody hell.
You've had the worst luck with that car. I'm glad you're out of it, I think, by the sounds of it. You got something better now?
Oh, mate, it's not too much better, but it's getting me from A to B.
That's all that matters.
That is the main thing. Thanks for your call this morning.
The best thing about this video, Crevo, is that this bloke's just fully throwing his knees into the side of the car. And as soon as the light goes green, Bryson just drives off.
Yeah,
see
of course
you,
he does. He's not
see
an idiot.
Idiot.
See you behind. Oh, great stories. Now, of course, look, we love talking local stuff, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's in this story about somebody throwing, it's a bit of a neighbour war situation, throwing rubbish over the balcony into their neighbour's yard.
What an idiot.
Yeah, now, we've got a bit more info on it, and we're going to chat about it up next. It's time to talk a bit of a neighbour war that's potentially brewing.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
All right, so interesting story here, Tyler, I saw on Newcastle Reddit, which is a bit of a gold mine of people venting their frustrations, etc. So this person says they live in a house with a large backyard behind an apartment complex.
Right.
So apartments at the back, they've got the normal house of the yard. They've got a dog that runs around there in their own yard, and they heard this, like, rustling in the bushes. Like, what's going on here? Bit of rustling in the bushes.
That's a bit weird.
Always a bit weird. Go down and check. The dog is getting into a full bag of rubbish.
They do that, don't they?
And this dog apparently eats everything. They've already spent thousands on vet bills when it's gotten into things it wasn't supposed to. And they're like, how's this bag of rubbish gone in here? And they've had a look around. They said, you know what? I think someone from the apartments has thrown it off their balcony
into the backyard,
and she's landed straight in the backyard. Like, surely,
naughty.
Surely you got like one of those chutes to put it down, or you've got your own spot to put it.
Literally, all you got to do in those apartment complexes: walk out your front door into the little foyer bit. There is a garbage chute there. 9 times out of 10,
most foyers
or a garbage room.
Yeah, have a garbage room. That's right. So they've gone, oh, this is really frustrating. Gone through the rubbish a bit because the dog's already opened it all over the yard, of course. And there's like a few prescription notes that have the name.
With their ID on it.
Well, it's got their name, exactly. Now, of course, you're like, right, we're on here.
I'm going door knocking.
Well, but there's like 20-something apartments, so it's a bit of a tricky one, right? What do you do in that situation?
Knock on every door.
Would you?
Yep.
25 apartments?
Or I'd door to door? Buzz and be like, do you know where this person lives? What number this person? I've got a package for them.
Package is a good idea.
But I think they've given me the wrong apartment number. Can you tell me what apartment they're in? Bang.
That's a solution. I'm doing it as a comment.
Yep,
straight
done.
To Reddit.
Across Newcastle. Waking up with Megan Crevo.
First nights we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And they blinked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos.
Local as.
New FM.
And if you're just joining us, a couple of big updates. First one, Meg off crook today, sore back, so she's taking the day off. Tyler is filling in. Second update, Tyler, is there has been a possum in the building.
Not in the roof.
No.
Running around in the office here at the radio station.
So our sister station across the hallway, Richard, who does the show, the morning show, he actually had it run across his feet.
Oh, nah.
Now, this is unconfirmed, but I believe he wasn't wearing shoes.
Ew, that's worse.
So its little hand feet, because possums have like feet that are like hands, high-fived his foot skin on skin.
What if Richard had a fungal infection in the toe? Has that been passed on to the possum now?
Oh, I hope not.
Or does the possum have rabies? Is that a thing?
No, rabies are not in Australia. Luckily. Well, don't say damn it.
I mean, true, fair enough.
That's a good thing. But, God, you don't want to mess around when diseases go from animal to people to back again, do you?
I think not at all. Been through that. I'd like to not go through that again. Thank you very much. But it's also
bats
not ideal.
And Wuhan come to mind.
Right. It's also not ideal just to have possums running around the place in an establishment.
No.
Would you
that
say?
That is true.
Would you agree?
That's just general life advice. But luckily, Riley, who's one of the producers here, caught it once again.
With his bare hands.
With his hands.
I hope he washed them.
The possum catcher himself and took it outside to the swamp. So, full update done. Now, let's move on with the show. Would I Lie to You is up next. Now, this is, of course, it's your chance to play Human Lie Detector. And one of us, either Tyler or myself, will be telling you the truth and one is telling a lie. It's your job to figure out who is telling the truth.
If you want to play, 4967-4105. Of course, any caller that gets on the show today will get in the draw for our Novo's Not So Silent Night, a big old party at the Hunter Valley Gardens. So join the show, 4967-4105, to play Would I Lie to You next.
Plus, if you get it right,
oh, yeah,
you win $50 worth of free petrol.
Double bunger.
Everyone wants a double bunger.
Say what?
We'll get into that and play in just a minute, though. 4967 4105. If you want to play Would I Lie to You, up next.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
All right, this is very easy. You, as the listener, just needs to figure out which one of us is lying. Is it myself or is it producer Tyler standing in for Meg today? One of us is holding a real item. The other one maybe just grabbed something from around them and is pretending that that is a real thing.
I'm terrible at this, but let's see if Christy from Thornton can pick us out. Hi, Christy. How are you today?
Hey, good, thanks.
That's good. Now, are you feeling confident about this, Christy? Do you think that you can pick out the liar between us here?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good luck to you. Who would you like to go first, myself or Tyler?
You can go first.
All right. So, this is... I've just ran over to near the door, Christy, and I've picked up... We've got a cast iron doorstop in here, and I'm just... it's like... It's just wedge shape. It doesn't have anything fancy about it going on. Brown in colour. I would say the same brown as the chocolate they use in Mars bars. And then it's like a bit worn off and you can see the metal coming through in some parts. To give you some sound context, I'll just flick it with my finger first because I'm pretty handy with the old flicking.
As right, if doorstops are made of metal.
And then I'm going to, like, put it on the desk here so you can hear a louder sound, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a doorstop.
All right, well, you try and explain what it is then, Tyler.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I can't see it. You're hiding it from me because I don't believe what it is.
Sounds likely. All right.
Okay.
Tyler's turn to make a pitch.
So as we mentioned earlier, Christy, if you were listening to the show before, we had a rogue possum running around the studio. That is not a lie. I promise you that actually happened and someone from the building had to pick it up with their bare hands. Because we've had such a possum problem here in this building, in the roof, and of course in physical being here in the building, we've had to order a whole bulk package of Possoff. Now, if you don't know what Possoff is, let me fill you in. It's a 1 litre aerosol can of possum deterrent. It says rabbit animal repellent pet safe spray. It's 1 litre. Let me give it a little spray so you can hear it. Okay, so that's legit, okay? It says beat a bug natural possum deterrent Possoff. It's by a company called Rich Grow. It says active... What does it say? That writing is so little.
You can't read it because it's fake.
Active constituents. This has got garlic and citronella in it. Contains naturally derived bitter tasting ingredients to deter possums with organic plant food for healthy growth. So it's healthy, won't kill the possum, but it'll get rid of it.
Christy, have you ever gotten Possoff?
No.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's called Possoff Beat a Bug by Rich Grow. $24.90 on Amazon, but we've bought it in bulk because we have a big possum problem.
All right, you've heard a couple of pitches. Do you have any questions for myself, Ree, the doorstop?
Oh, it stinks.
First of all.
Okay, so you said that it was a bit, the metal was a bit rubbed off. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right. The top, you can see the brown paint is missing, and you can see some of the, I guess, grey metaliness coming through.
Right, okay. What metal did you say it was made of?
Well, it's very heavy. I think it's cast iron, if I had to guess.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Any other questions for me, or you want to move on to producer Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to producer Tyler. Do you have anything, any questions, Ree, getting poss off?
Yeah, how long have you had the possum problem?
Oh, honestly, we've had the possum problem for as long as I've worked here, Christy. When I first started here over a year ago now, the exterminator come through, and I feel like there was definitely a dead possum in the roof because the stench of it in this place was gross. So for as long as I've worked here at the radio station, it's been a problem. But this is definitely, I swear to God, there was one in the building this morning when we rocked up
at
5 a.m.
That part's true, Christy.
So we need possoff in the building at all times.
And what does possoff smell like?
It stinks. It's like, you know how it kind of smells like Glen 20. I'm not going to spray it again, but it, you know how sometimes when Glen 20 gets stuck in your schnoz and you can taste it, it's a bit like that. But it's all natural, so it's not too damaging, but it's definitely leaving a bit of a pong around the place.
And is it aerosol or is it the one that's not in like a can?
Yeah, no, it's like an aerosol. Yeah, an aerosol can. I'll tap it against the desk for you. And I'll give a little spray. Heat quick. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, now you've heard our pitches, we need you to make a decision. Who is telling the truth? Is it producer Tyler with her POS off, or is it myself, Crevo, with the metal doorstop?
It's you, Crevo.
I'm telling the truth?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, congratulations. Oh, you're absolutely right. Of course, there's no POS-off.
POS-off is a thing, though. If you've got possum problems, Christy, POS-off is definitely a thing. You can buy it on Amazon, but I'm just holding a dodgy old can of Glen 20.
Well done. You're a winner. You've got $50 worth of fuel and a ticket in the draw to win our not-so-silent night family pass. Well done.
Amazing, thank you.
Now, Pete Davidson, Crevo, as we know, he and Kim have called it quits. He's moving on with life. The hunt is on for a new beau. And I've got a few predictions on who the next one could be. Do you want me to tell you?
Of course.
We'll do it next.
Time to talk Pete Davidson.
Megan Crevo. The Novos.
Of course, we know he and Kim have called it quits. And he's moving on with life. Em Radikowski, he's been spotted holding hands with, but I think it's a PR stunt.
You reckon? She just wants a little bit of... I guess something to... Has she got a book or something coming out?
Probably. Maybe she just wants a bit of Pete's BDE, but I don't think it's legit. But I've got a few predictions about who he could be dating next.
Interesting. Who are we going into?
Shakira.
Really?
First off, an older woman. She's just been through a high-profile separation and potentially facing jail time as well.
She wants something to remember before she goes away.
Pete's a bad boy.
Oh, that's
surely
true.
He likes a bad girl.
I would think so.
And dabbling in older women like Kate Beckinsale and Kim, of course. I know Pete only thinks of age as a number, and Shakira's an older woman too, so.
Yeah, but she's still looking good, Shakira.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'm surprised he's able to, like, see these people at a distance, though, with his very sunken eyes.
He does look like he's suffering severe chronic fatigue, doesn't he?
He
looks so tired all the time.
Like a Halloween costume vibe for his eyes going on.
He's just very tired. Maybe he's just lacking sleep. All those kids he's got to raise that aren't his from older women.
That's right. Because at the Halloween party we had, this one guy had this like mask where the eyes were like popping out but falling back in.
Was he Pete Davidson?
Well, that's what I thought at first, but it wasn't. It was some clown thing.
And of course, I reckon within a week after he arrives in heaven, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Indeed. All right, they're the top predictions from Tyler of who Pete Davidson will date next.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as New FM.
How amazing is this, Crevo? A girl in America has saved another friend's life at school after learning the Heimlich manoeuvre because her friend was choking.
So how old were these kids, roughly?
This girl, her name's Essence. Yeah. She was 9 years old.
Let's not focus on that.
No. She saw her classmate choking during lunchtime, saw her holding her neck, ran over, grabbed her by the guts, did the Heimlich, and within minutes her airway was cleared. Her friend's airway was cleared.
A 9-year-old kid saving another 9-year-old kid.
Her teacher told reporters that she saw Essence dart across the room to help out her classmate, and within seconds she was all good.
And do you know where she learnt the Heimlich? Or?
On YouTube.
Oh, isn't that the most like today story of all time? I mean, aside from learning it on TikTok.
I mean, I was going to say, it would have been better if she saw it on TikTok, but we'll take YouTube.
We'll take YouTube.
So we thought here on 4967 4105, when did your kid do something extraordinary? Or a kid... Any kid that you've ever seen.
That's right. Maybe it was you when you were a kid.
True.
Saved someone's life or did something amazing like that.
Of course, anyone that joins the show this morning will go in the draw to take home a family pass to the Novos Not-So-Silent Night at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Of course, the Christmas Light Spectacular will be happening after the sun goes down. Dinner is on us. Santa,
yep,
of course, as well.
And you get to go in the Christmas lights for free as part of this.
Yeah.
And that's like, there's an awesome saving right there.
It's a big old Christmas party to celebrate the year that was. And if you want to come along, join the show. When did the kids do something extraordinary?
The number again. 4967 4105. Don't forget it, but probably write it down so you don't forget it.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, an elementary school student from Wisconsin, her name's Essence, saved her classmates from choking during class after learning the Heimlich maneuver on YouTube.
Isn't that the most, like, Gen Z story of all time?
Yeah, of course. She saw it on the internet and saved someone's life.
Yeah, I know how to do the Heimlich. Do you? How have you learnt that? Most people have to go and do a course.
Yeah.
Like at 6 o'clock with the Red Cross.
I'm a grown woman. I wouldn't know how to do it.
Neither would I.
This 9-year-old girl named Essence from Wisconsin, she's all over it.
Of course she learned it on YouTube. It's the way kids are these days. Kids can do extraordinary things, though.
And they pick up things. They're sponges. They absorb a lot.
They so are. So we're asking this question, 4967-4105. Let's meet our caller today. Sally, how are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Very well. Now, I believe it was you that did something extraordinary. When you were a kid, what happened?
I saved my brother's life.
Oh, my God. How?
We were watching a car with a trailer full of sandstone come up our driveway.
Yeah.
I would have been about 7. My brother was 2. He got very excited and ran towards it.
Oh.
He fell between the car and the trailer.
Oh.
And just before the trailer was about to run over him, I pulled him out, saving his life. And he only ended up with a broken arm and a broken leg instead of going over his head and his whole body.
Now, did anyone else witness this?
Yes, my family.
Oh my,
mum and dad came running.
They must have been terrified, of course. And did you, like, you know when you're a kid and you do something amazing, you get a reward, but it's often not in proportion.
Yeah.
Did you get a ridiculously small reward?
I cannot remember. It was that long ago.
They're often like, you've saved a life, here's an ice cream.
I was going to say, I'd be demanding ice cream for the whole week, not just for that night. I'd be like, mum and dad, I deserve ice cream every night this week.
I still bring it up to him.
I was going to, that was my next question. Do you still bring it up? And what do you get out of him for guilt? You're paying for dinner tonight.
Yeah, you're shout.
What a great story. Just a broken arm and a leg instead of dying.
That's wild.
That is unbelievable.
Especially at 7 years old too. If I was 7 year old watching that happen, I'd be like, oh, well.
Your brothers. They would have gotten nothing.
I did that to my brother. I'd be like, sorry, bro. It was fate. Love you. See you later.
Hey, we are doing What's the Goss up next, and we're chatting about this new purple wiggle because Americans are just discovering him.
And he's really hot too, isn't he?
They're saying he's red hot. They are frothing. There's like suddenly a lot more mums at the concerts, and they're wondering why. I've got all the details on what's going on up next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the Goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, so the Purple Wiggle joined the Wiggles back in 2021. But Americans are just discovering, maybe like the new series is just out there or something, or gotten onto Netflix or whatever, and they are melting down over this guy.
They're frothing over him, aren't they?
They love him. Could you describe him for the punters out there?
There's no other way to describe him, but he's got the most chiseled jawline, manicured brows, so hot, beautiful olive skin. He's delicious. And did you know he used to be a member of Justice Crew?
Now, this makes a lot more sense. So
if you're a fan of Justice Crew back in the day,
yeah.
It's John Pierce, the hottest one in Justice Crew.
Now he's joined the Wiggles.
Yep.
Probably, to be fair, a lot more lucrative.
100%.
Because Justice Crew, yes, they had a couple of good songs, no doubt about it.
But the Wiggles is a bit more, you've got a bit more longevity with the Wiggles, don't you?
I think you're on a salary
yeah,
by the
exactly.
time you get on there, which is, you know, in show business, it's as good as it gets. Now, the viewers have been going absolutely crazy for this. There was a Halloween-themed, like, puppet one or something. It's already scored 1 million views. It's just of him doing a couple of puppets.
So people, simple.
People love this guy.
And the mums are loving it, aren't they?
Oh, there's a lot more ladies at the concerts now. You don't even have a kid. What are you doing here?
I'm just here for John Pierce.
It's as simple as that.
You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And it winked at me. You're nearly 80.
The Novos.
Local as. New FM.
All right, little bit of a story you told us yesterday, Tyler, about your partner Marcus just drinking water that's left around, right?
He poured himself a glass of water on Saturday afternoon It's been sitting on the kitchen bench because I've purposely left it there because I'm not cleaning it up. He drank it Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, and I didn't see a problem with that. But you were flipping out about this.
I lost my mind at him. I was like, mate, the amount of dust that has settled on that single glass of water you've just ingested, that is disgusting.
It's only 3 days, though.
But the 3 days worth of dust?
Yeah, but it's only, like, here's what you've got to think about, because this wound you up to no
end. It's gross.
Yeah?
And also, too, the thickness, the consistency of the water changes after it's been sitting out for a while, too. It's thick.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Okay, this is the thing. Water, when you drink it, that's already hundreds of millions of years old.
Oh, yuck.
And it's already probably passed through other animals.
I'd rather not know. Thank you very much. If it comes out of the tap, it's just coming straight from the freshwater stream. That's what I think.
But so a couple of extra days isn't... I'm all about if you pour a glass of water, it's fine. You can leave it out for the day and then drink it a couple of days later. It's fine. It's just water. It's clean. It's filtered.
Do you know what I think? The consistency of the water changes so much that if I was to take a mouthful of the water out of my water bottle and then spit it into your mouth, mix with my saliva, that is the consistency of the water that Marcus drank that's been sitting on the kitchen bench for 4 days straight.
I feel like we just talked about something very different there.
That's what I'm trying to explain, though. Water consistency changes, and the amount of dust that would have been sitting on top of that water, gross.
All right, this is the thing, and you can join the show here, 4967-4105. Do you drink water that's been left out?
If you do, you know, a friend of mine.
It's fine.
It's not.
You're being overly fussy and you just, it's fine. It's
gross.
Just water.
Nah, of course, anyone who joins the show today will go in the draw to win a family pass to our Nobbo's Not So Silent Night happening on the 8th of December at the Hunter Valley Gardens. Of course, you'll see the Christmas Light Spectacular. Santa will be there. Dinner's on us. It's a big old party.
Yeah.
We want you to come along.
Free tickets. You can't buy these tickets. You can only win them. And you just have to join this conversation. 4967-4105. That's the number again. Do you drink the water that's been left out? Your team Crevo, it's fine. Stop being so fussy. Or your team Tyler,
it's who disgusting.
Is gagging a bit in her mouth. 4967-4105. Join the show. Win the tickets. That's the simple equation we've got going on here.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
I say it's absolutely fine because water's been around for millions of years. That glass of water you are drinking right now, or that bottle even, that's probably been in the ground for millions, if not billions, of years before you drink it. A couple more days isn't going to hurt.
Yeah, but at least the bottle is capped.
Yeah,
a glass of water sitting completely unprotected with dust settling on it, and the thickness and the consistency of the water changes.
The thickness does not change.
It does.
At a molecular level.
It does.
You're
the air
imagining
gets to it.
It.
The oxygen gets to it. It gets oxygenated or whatever it is.
How ridiculous. All right. Well, let's settle this debate by asking three listeners and letting them decide, okay?
Of course. We've got Mel in Toronto. Hi, Mel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Are you Team Crevo? It's fine to drink it? Or Team Tyler? It's absolutely gross.
No, it's absolutely gross. I'm with you, Tyler.
Oh, yes. Are you serious?
Yeah, totally.
Why do you think so, Mel?
Well, when you're having a drink of water, it's going up against your mouth,
yep.
And then you've got the bacteria from your saliva and everything going
yep.
into the water, and then the rim of the glass gets all dirty and from the bacteria, and it's sitting there for days.
Yep.
Are you saying that you don't like a dirty rim, Melanie? Because I do agree with you on that. I do agree with you on that.
We don't, right. No judgment here, though, Mel. If you like a dirty rim, no judgment
it's
at
totally
all.
Totally up to you.
We've got Erin in Shorty this morning. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Now, are you Team Crevo? It's gross. It's good to drink the water that's been sitting out for days, or Team Tyler? It's gross.
The first one. So I'm from Sydney. I don't know these people.
Oh.
But I had to call up and say that people's standards are too high.
Thank you.
So you're saying it's fine, yeah?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Like, what's going to happen? Unless there's a layer of dust, maybe.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, but it's just a bit of dust.
Maybe.
Dust mask.
But that wouldn't happen in a few days.
Yeah, it's fine. Exactly.
Not for me.
Oh, I'm so glad there's a bit of common sense coming through on the phones here this morning.
Now, Erin, would you drink a glass of water that's been sitting out for 2 weeks?
I would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I have. Like,
you have?
Like, I've had water in a bottle in my car for probably months.
Nah.
And and I have drunk it.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's been there. It's a million-year-old water. Another 2 weeks in the car is not going to affect it. I'll give you the red hot tip right now.
It's not for me, but let's settle this with Karen in Maitland. Hi, Karen.
Oh, hey, how are you going?
Very well. What are your thoughts on this?
I am totally Team Prevo. I do not understand, I cannot fathom the whole water consistency changes. I'm seriously worried about public swimming pools now, and I cannot work out why we are not able to just walk across the top.
Yeah, there you go. The water consistency.
Right?
It doesn't get thicker.
It does!
Custard gets thicker.
On top of that, she's worried about the duck. So, Newcastle has all of these public swimming pools, and there's all of this coal duck, and we're all swimming or walking on the coal duck on the swimming pool. I'd be more worried about the fish we eat in the water that's been there for thousands of years.
I'm not worried about that because I'm not drinking it, Karen.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You've lost your mind, babe. Thank God you really need Friday to roll around fast. The day's off is warranted here.
This is what you're after, isn't it?
Well, thanks for putting me back in my place, Karen. I'll go back into my producer's booth. Hopefully Meg's back tomorrow. And
I think we can settle that because it's now 2-1.
Yeah, whatever. I still won't drink it. It's gross.
It's fine to drink. It's fine to drink.
Anyway, the best callers that joined the show, and I think Karen just absolutely nailed it then, we do give them the chance to win a family pass to our Novo's Not So Silent Night. We'll get the best caller from the Today Show on the phone next.
Experience the magic with Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular. On now until January 26.
HunterValleyGardens.com.au for tickets.
The Novo's Not So Silent Night.
Yeah, and of course, we love Christmas here, Crevo, so we want to celebrate with everyone that's been involved with the show. Literally only just recently, if you're listening, you and I had an argument about whether or not it's okay to drink the water that's been sitting out on the kitchen bench for a few days.
I think it's fine. I think you can leave it there up to maybe a week or so, and you are disgusted by the whole thought of it. It's been there more than 5 minutes. You refresh.
Gross. It's absolutely gross. So we put it to the people of Newcastle and the Hunter. We asked if you were Team Crevo or Team Tyler, and Karen from Maitland come through with the goods.
Going.
Very well. What are your thoughts on this?
I am totally Team Prevo. I do not understand, I cannot fathom the whole water consistency changes. I'm seriously worried about public swimming pools now, and I cannot work out why we are not able to just walk across the top.
Yeah, there you go. The water consistency.
Right?
It doesn't get thicker.
It does!
Custard gets thicker.
On top of that, she's worried about the duck. So, Newcastle has all of these public swimming pools, and there's all of this coal duck, and we're all swimming or walking on the coal duck on the swimming pool. I'd be more worried about the fish we eat in the water that's been there for thousands of years.
I'm not worried about that because I'm not drinking it, Karen.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You've lost your mind, babe. And thank God you really need Friday to roll around fast. The day's off is warranted here.
This is what you're after, isn't it? Oh, Karen, thank you so much for joining the show and putting Tyler in her place.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
You're welcome on the show anytime.
Clarification.
Yeah. Now, look, of course, you are getting a family pass to come along to our Not So Silent Night. We can't wait to have you there. It should be a blast.
Is so good.
Please just be nice to me on the night, Karen. I'm a bit scared of you.
Oh, totally. No need to fear me.
Okay, good.
I'm more than happy to mentor you, though.
Yes.
I love that.
It sounds like I need some mentoring, and I'm glad that you're there to help. Thanks, Karen.
It's as easy as that to win. Just join the show at any time, and, of course, you're in the draw to win tickets. Well done, Karen. Right after us, though, of course, 105 minutes commercial-free coming up, and Coolio's in the mix. That's a blast.
His sweet soul rest in peace.
I know. R.I.P. with his funny little hair.
the little noodle top heads.
Knots, top knots are coming out each side. He was an absolute legend, though.
Yeah.
And then Stay in there as well.
One of the best songs from the last decade, I'm going to say.
Love it, love it, love it.
So good.
It gets 3 love-its out of 3 love-its from Crevo. and then some Beyonce, too. Oh, baby, baby, you won't break my soul.
for 9 Grammys.
How many do you want?
Oh, I know.
And greedy.
If she wins just one, she'll beat Jay-Z for being the most nominated. Well, bet most Grammy Grammys. Wins. Yeah,
most wins.
Oh,
imagine being in that household when she comes home with some new Grammys. Jason would not be happy.
He's furiously writing music as we speak.
He's trying to submit it.
This can't stay forever. Well, good luck to her. I'm sure she'll win at least one. Probably surely, all nine, all knowing her.
Yeah.
All of that to come right after us. That's a wrap for today, though. Catch you tomorrow. Hopefully, Meg back on board. No, back is feeling better. Until then, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Show's done.